This is VOA News. Remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets across Myanmar for a second day on Sunday to protest last week's military coup and call for the release of political leader Aung San Suu Kyi. On Saturday, during the protests, Myanmar authorities cut internet service, but the service appeared to have been restored by Sunday. Many of the protesters chanted, "Long live Mother Suu." It's a reference to Suu Kyi. And, "We don't want military dictatorship." Other protesters raised a three-finger salute. That's a sign of resistance against tyranny from the Hunger Games movies. The military takeover in Myanmar began last Monday with the detention of Suu Kyi and other senior government officials. The Myanmar military that seized power said its state of emergency, set to last 1 year, was necessary because the government had not acted on claims of voter fraud in November elections. Those elections were overwhelmingly won by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. The military coup has been condemned by U.S. President Joe Biden and other world leaders. They've called for the elected government to be restored to power. Indian officials say more than 140 people are missing and feared dead after a large piece of a Himalayan glacier in northern India broke off and slammed into a dam early on Sunday. It caused a flood that forced the evacuation of downstream villages. Authorities say at least 9 bodies have been recovered in the unfolding incident. Footage from the area shows floods of gray glacial water and debris traveling through a valley and surging through the dam in the northern state of Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Twitter, "India stands with Uttarakhand and the nation prays for everyone's safety there." More on this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.